All right, Brian. I like this segment. We go around the NFL and just decide who stinks.
All right, let's do it.
At 0-4, and Doug Peterson just had to answer a reporter's question if he had lost the locker room. He says he hasn't, by the way. Are the Jaguars cooked? 0-4.
Yeah, they are being marinated right now, and they're about to go on the grill.
Yeah, they're split done. And fried. Cardinals, 1-3. Just got drilled at home by Washington.
I think I watched Kyler Murray a little bit, and I'm kind of looking at Jaden as well. And I watch his persona, his demeanor as he goes through a game. I watched him after the game. Nothing seems to be his fault. Their defense cannot stop the run. They talked about how great their secondary was. I don't think so. Still think that they have enough offensively where they're going to be able to mess with people. So I'm not going to say they're completely cooked, but they have a guy who's leading them that does not take blame for stuff, and that may end up being a problem.
Yeah. They seemed
– for the game, because I think they were looking at Washington based off of what Washington was.
Yeah.
But when they got on the football field, you ever notice that they say bullies are great until somebody hit them back? And then they're not used to being hit back, so they don't know how to respond to it. When they got hit in the face, they didn't know what to do. And then they found out that they didn't really have the dog in them as they thought they did. You know, they had a little toy poodle in them. They didn't have the big poodle. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they got to figure out a way to learn how to be that big dog when things are going rough. When things got rough for them, they kind of just drifted off.
Agreed. The Rams at 1-3. Cooked?
You know, I'm.
They got a lot of injuries.
Love Sean. But
this time last year, they started way down and dug themselves out, and then were able to win a playoff game.
They've been great, their defense has been outstanding.
Yeah.
That dude, number 99, not playing no more.
He gone.
He's gone. They have a lot of injuries on offense. The quarterback got all that love, but was he really the reason that they won the thing, or was that defense being so damn good the reason that they won it?
They were 6-7 after an overtime loss to the Ravens last year in early December, rattled off 4 straight wins to get in, and then lost to the Lions in the playoffs by a hair. What was?
Are they gonna get them all back? They're going to get all their injured people back?
I think they get Kupp and Nacua back, but
how soon before Kupp and Nacua are out there again?
Yeah, I don't know.
They seem to get nicked. Kupp seem to get nicked a lot now.
I won't call the Rams cooked, though. The Cardinals are far closer to cooked than the Rams, for me.
Okay. Yeah, because you got a little thing for Sean, so you can't ever say nothing negative about him.
I think
Sean is a good coach. I'm not saying he's great.
Okay. Been to 2 Super Bowls.
Cool.
Now
he went to 2. He went to 1 with a quarterback that nobody gives no credit, and then went another with a defense that was outstanding, but they give all the credit to the quarterback and the coach.
Carolina Panthers, 1-3. They were awful with Bryce Young. They appear to have something going with Andy Dalton, but, like, how far does the Andy Dalton train take you? Cooked meter on the Panthers.
I think they're still the 4th best team in their division.
Yeah, or the worst.
That's 4. They have 4.
You call them 4th best, you can say they're the worst team.
Well, I'm trying to be nice, JP. I mean, I got a reputation to uphold. You tell everybody how nice I am.
You're a teddy bear.
Yeah.
The Carolina Panthers are cooked.
Yeah.
The New York Football Giants, 1-3.
They're 1-3.
0-3 in the NFC.
They done.
Done?
Based off of what we're calling cooked and stuff, yes. I just don't think there's enough up there. I think that all of a sudden the things outside of the game is going to become the problem.
Landfill, are the Giants cooked?
Yes, they suck.
Is Jeff there, or is Jeff cooked?
I am not cooked. I am here.
Are the Giants cooked?
course.
I tend to agree. Who do the Giants have this weekend? I just, that Giants team, they got the Seahawks in Seattle. They get to 1-4. I understand these reports keep coming out of New York that they don't want to have to blow things up again. You're obviously blowing up the quarterback already.
Well, the person that might not want to blow it up is the person that's not going to be there very long if Saquon keep running all the yards he running.
Landville, are you aware that the Patriots are considering benching Ramondre Stevenson because he fumbles too much and turning things over to Antonio Gibson? Landville, I ask you, are the Patriots cooked?
I mean, yeah, if you're turning it to Gibson with hopes that he won't fumble all the time, you're cooked.
I couldn't help but read that and just, like, the give him the meme. It's okay. I hope I hope he holds on to the ball. Brian, Pat's cooked, 1-3?
Yeah. They won their first game, and then they haven't been really in the rest of them. But this is really a learning and building season for them anyway.
So rebuilding year.
I don't expect them to be good. I didn't expect them to be good. So,
what about the Dolphins? 1-3.
If they don't get Tua back, they got problems. Tua.
I mean, they put him on IR, so the earliest you're getting him back, I think.
That's 4 weeks.
That's at the earliest.
But I'm saying, so if he, I think they listen. They did exactly what they're supposed to do, because public sentiment. If they were to come out and he was playing within 1 to 2 weeks, they are going to get destroyed. So you put him on IR 4 weeks, bring him back, then he go play. You watch him on the sidelines running around doing stuff. Tua wants to be on the field now.
Here's a question, and I don't know this answer. So he got hurt the night of Bills-Dolphins, the Thursday nighter down in Miami, where they were getting their ass kicked before Tua got hurt. They then will play. They've already lost to the Seahawks. They've already lost to the Titans, which is about as bad as it gets. They play the Patriots this weekend. Then they have a bye. Is it 4 weeks minimum or 4 games minimum?
Weeks.
So if that's the case, he could be back.
Come back
the Colts
after the bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. And they probably did it knowing that. Think about it.
Well, once he got the injury. But yeah.
I mean, once he got the injury and they look at it. Oh, we bring him back, and we got 3 games, and we got a bye week. Then, boom, we bring him back after the bye.
Right.
Oh, everything worked out. They don't have to worry about getting all the negativity from the public.
So premature, then, to say the Dolphins are cooked?
I think so.
Okay, two more that I think these are the hardest cook rankings that exist. Browns, 1-3 coming to Washington.
I can't see them.
They got weird injuries. They got guys coming back from injury.
They got all kind of things going on. And listen, I was trying to pull for Deshaun, but it seemed like it's not coming.
He seems cooked.
It seemed like it's not coming. And I just don't think if he doesn't get right this year, that they're going to have some backup that's going to be able to just carry him along the way.
Cincinnati Bengals, cooked, 1-3.
I'm going to have to say they're not cooked. I'm still going to say they have enough. And I watched Jamar Chase with a catch, break a tackle, and go the distance the other day. That dude's a bad man.
He's a bad man.
Yeah.